At 9:30 a.m., this is Observer Radio News. Good morning, I'm Samantha Butler. It's a clear and sunny 8 degrees outside our East York studios. Here are the headlines. The Conservatives on Parliament Hill have a deadline for full disclosure. Nazim Jalani is to testify on the Jaffer scandal today. And we'll bring you up to speed on the latest sports scores and let you know where to go tonight for the coolest deal in town. Now to our top story. Yesterday's ruling out of Parliament is being called historic. House Speaker Peter Milliken told the Conservatives they must share fully their records about the transfers of Afghan detainees with the other members of Parliament. Milliken called the lack of trust between government and opposition politicians, quote, embarrassing, and said that relations in the House are the worst he's ever seen. The Conservatives have 14 days to comply with Milliken's order. Prime Minister Stephen Harper was absent for the ruling, but Justice Minister Rob Nicholson said the Conservatives would start working on a compromise immediately. And are you on the edge of your seats, Toronto? Businessman Nazim Jalani is to testify today in the House of Commons. He's made numerous claims against former MP Rahim Jaffer, which he'll likely be asked to clarify. The Conservative politician Jaffer and his now-debunked Cabinet Minister wife Helena Gergis have been shrouded in speculations of dirty business dealing and drug use for the past months. The Conservative government tried to preempt a scandal by distancing themselves from the couple before allegations began. But as a result, they've been hounded by the press and shrouded in gossip ever since. In local news, an elderly woman living in Midtown Toronto became Toronto's 11th fire victim of the year yesterday evening. A fire started in her home near Mount Pleasant and Lawrence Avenue, the causes of which are unknown. The woman uses a wheelchair and was unable to escape the flames. Her husband did make it out of the blaze and called for help. 680 News reports 7 fire trucks and a dozen firemen were on the scene within moments. The elderly man is in hospital this morning with severe burns on his hands, arms, and face. And some good news for Torontonians. The Canadian Federation of University Women, who meet monthly in Leaside, are zeroing in on a cleanup of the Don River. The group hosted Fridell Brief at their March meeting. She's a public facilitator for the City of Toronto. Brief discussed a new project to prevent sanitary waste from entering Toronto's Don and Humber waterways during heavy rain and snowstorms. The Federation of Women also discussed pollution and toxic contamination levels in the Don River. The Don Waterway Cleanup Project hopes to restore the river to pre-industrial purity. That's all for news. Now let's look at sports. First, in the NHL, the Detroit Red Wings knocked the Phoenix Coyotes out of the playoffs last night in an easy 6-1 victory. For hockey action tonight, don't miss the Washington Capitals in Montreal. They face the Habs for Game 7 of the playoff series. Puck drops at 7 p.m. And in baseball, the Blue Jays were beaten last night by the Boston Red Sox 2-1. The two teams face off again tonight at the Rogers Centre at 8:07 p.m. And Toronto soccer fans might want to head down to Front Street this afternoon. The FIFA World Cup trophy is scheduled to make its Canadian stop on the World Tour at the CBC building. The trophy will rest for 24 hours before continuing on its journey to South Africa. The FIFA World Cup 2010 kicks off on June 11th. And finally, how about a little entertainment to start off your Wednesday? Justin Bieber is truly proving an international pop icon this week, complete with rowdy crowd tramplings in Sydney. The 16-year-old singing sensation landed in Auckland, New Zealand on Tuesday, reportedly greeted by 1,000 screaming young fans. But his show in Sydney, Australia, had to be cancelled. 8 girls landed in hospital when the crowd of frenzied fans got out of control. This is Bieber's first trip to Oceania. He's continuing with his schedule of TV broadcast performances. Pretty exciting for someone who got his start performing on YouTube. And finally, Toronto, if you're looking for something sweet a little closer to home tonight, head to Baskin Robbins. They're hosting their second annual 31-cent scoop night to raise money for the Canadian Fallen Firefighters Association. The cheap treats are available from 5 to 10 p.m., so you might as well bring the whole family. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out the Toronto Observer website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Samantha Butler, everybody, and have a good morning.